deputy yesterday. He didn't have any new information. It is still going on. The family's holding on. Spent a lot of time with the family yesterday. As a matter of fact, we have members from our department at their house right now. They're making arrangements to bury their loved one. Paul, as you well know, was a great police officer. He had 8 years on the police department. Was an example for many of the officers, not only in the 5th Division, but throughout the department. A wife and two children are left behind, and they're doing the best they can right now. And we're certainly doing all we can to support him, as well as support the men and women of the police department. We had a lot of friends in the department, a lot of coworkers that are hurting right now. But I think together, we're going to pull everybody together, and we're going to go for it.
What are you hearing about driver distraction being a cause of
I heard it, but I hadn't heard it from any definitive source. I'm going to kind of refrain from making any judgment on that until I have the opportunity to review the final investigation.
Is LMPD lending any resources at all to Spencer County to help with the
investigation? We certainly would offer that, but at the same time, I think they suggested that actually the state police is going to come in and do a reconstruction of the scene. I think that would be the best interest, kind of keep us out of it since it was one of our officers, and it's not in our jurisdiction, and the state has offered to do that, and they're in the process of doing that.
Chief, how are you holding up?
I'm doing fine. As you heard me say before, I was one thing that I pray that never happened is that we lose a police officer. But it has happened, and we're doing the best that we can. I'm doing the best I can, obviously, trying to support the men and women of the police department, support the family, and we're supporting each other.
You paid a visit to the 5th Division yesterday, right?
Yes.
Can you talk to us about that
and
what you said to them?
Yeah, I just felt it was important that they hear from me exactly what happened and encourage them to continue to do their job, which I don't think they need it because they're going to continue to do that anyway, and let them know that I was there for them, and if anything they needed to help process the events that occurred, we certainly would make it available.
Does any staffing change at all on a temporary basis to kind of, you know, fill in there at all or relieve anybody of a couple days off?
No, I mean, everybody that was in roll call was at the roll call, they were ready to go out and go in the street, so I don't think we're making any changes as it relates to that.
What kind of officer?
He was an excellent officer. I mean, number one, he was immaculate in his appearance. He was a leader. There were many officers that worked with him, even though he only had 8 years on the police department. There were many officers that held him in high regards, and they modeled themselves. Some of them modeled themselves after him. So he's going to certainly be missed professionally, and this community is going to miss a good police officer.
And he worked 3 p.m. till 1 a.m. Was that his shift?
3 to 11, 3 to 12, yes, the evening shift.
Chief White, it's interesting. I mean, here in Louisville, there's a whole big push about, you know, bicyclists and drivers and that thing. I know this happened in Spencer County, but that you were warning citizens about it. Now here it is, an officer became, you know, the tragedy and all of this kind of back and forth.
Yeah, and it appears it was simply an accident. But you're right. We are a bicyclist town. But what comes, that comes responsibility. Responsibility of the cyclist to pay attention. And I often tell my kids, if you're out there, you're on a bike, you're on a motorcycle, not only do you need to drive and pay attention for yourself, but you need to pay attention and drive for those cars that are in front of you, that are behind you, and that are aside of you. And of course, the motorist certainly has extra responsibility to be very alert of pedestrian traffic as well as motorcyclists and bicyclists.
You're not saying that this officer may have been to blame in this?
No, I'm not saying anyone's to blame. I hadn't had the opportunity to review the investigation. The only thing that I've been told thus far is just unfortunately just appear to be an accident with no particular blame on either party.